I'm ready for rotting. You wanna be Welcome to another 2021 Draft Profile Show brought to you by SleeperWire and the SleeperWire Network. I am your host, Matthew Bruning. You can find me at SportsFanaticMB on Twitter. And today's 2021 Rookie Draft Profile Show, we are going to be doing it on one of my favorite wide receivers in this class, Rashad Bateman out of Minnesota, one of the Minnesota Gophers. Bateman was a four-star in the 2018 recruiting class. He was the 31st ranked wide receiver per 247 Sports. He received 24 offers coming out of high school. Out of those 24 offers, a couple of the high-end schools that were recruiting him were Georgia, Tennessee, Ole Miss, Texas A&M, and he eventually landed with the Minnesota Golden Gophers. For his college career with Minnesota, Bateman broke out as a freshman and got that elusive 18-year-old breakout age, which a lot of the analytics people like to see. Started all 13 games and set a freshman record with 51 receptions and 704 receiving yards. He also caught 6 touchdowns, which was one shy of tying the freshman record. He caught at least one pass in all 13 games, had 2 100 receiving yard games, and was an outstanding offensive freshman for 2018 and Big Ten Freshman of the Week one time in that 2018 season. Going into his sophomore season, he still had Tyler Johnson opposite of him as he did his freshman season, and many assumed Tyler Johnson was the better wide receiver. Rashad Bateman in his sophomore season in 2019 proved he was the better wide receiver on the team. Again, played in all 13 games, caught 60 passes this year, so 9 more than his previous season for 1,219 yards, an increase of 515 yards on just those 9 catches alone, which also ended up being the most in a single season for a sophomore and a program record. He also ended up with 11 touchdowns, 5 more than he did the previous season, tied for 3rd for the most in the season, and again, a sophomore program record. He was named the Big Ten's Ricker Howard Receiver of the Year and was one of the 12 finalists for the Biletnikoff Award, which is the award given to the best wide receiver in college. He was the only player from the Big Ten to be named a semifinalist, named All-Big Ten first team on the AP, and third team All-American. His junior season was one we were all excited to watch. Going into 2020, we knew Tyler Johnson wasn't going to be there anymore. He had gone into the NFL and was drafted by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Bateman is a guy that we all expected to take a big step forward, and unfortunately, COVID happened and kind of wrecked his junior season. With the Big Ten opting early on to not play, Bateman opted out to train for the NFL. When the Big Ten opted back into playing, he opted back in as well as he wanted to play in the 2020 season. Unfortunately, while he still looked very good, it did not help him at times. He only was able to play in 5 games due to COVID canceling some of Minnesota's games. He did catch 36 passes for 472 yards and 2 touchdowns. He averaged 94.4 receiving yards per game in the 2020 season, and was an All-Big Ten third-team player. As I mentioned, the big standouts here for Bateman in his college career had that 18-year breakout age, even across from Tyler Johnson, who we did get to see, obviously, a little bit here, making some plays for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers down the stretch, especially in the playoffs. We all know a very good wide receiver, and Bateman was outshining him at times on the field, even as a true freshman. In 2020, he had a 33.8% market share and had a 55.4 dominator rating, even with the shortened season and only getting to play 5 games. Shows you just how effective he was when he got the ball. So let's talk about what he does well when he's on the football field. His route running sets up defenders and can practically run every single route. He's subtle in his breaks and does a good job creating separation. While he's not the fastest player on the field, he can beat you deep with his subtle moves. His hands are fantastic. He does a great job of extending his hands to the ball and securing the catch. He can do it in contested areas and is very good at tracking the ball on deep throws as well. He'll come back to him, catches him over his shoulder. He is very well aware of where the ball is almost at all times on the field. His yak ability. While again, he's not the fastest player on the field, Bateman does a great job of using his vision and creating yards after the catch, whether it's eliminating angles. He does everything well. He's not that good at being elusive He does a very good job, though, at setting up defenders. Not elusive, not that physical, but he's just dangerous enough after the catch and uses a little bit of both to kind of create those yards after the catch. He's a fun player to watch once the ball gets in his hands, and you can tell that it's not that easy for the defenders to catch him. So what are the big knocks on Bateman? He doesn't have that elite speed, and he's not the most versatile wide receiver either. While he can definitely play outside and in the slot, in 2020, he played 91 snaps in the slot, which was about 66.4% of his snaps. He got 29 targets, 31% of them came from there. Did get 263 yards, so about half of his yards in the slot, and did get one of his touchdowns. Did have the four drops, however, in the slot performance here. One of the other things that they talk about is he just doesn't have great size. Right? He's not the biggest wide receiver coming in at just 6'2", 210 pounds. So he's not the biggest wide receiver, and again, some will hit him for not being the fastest. All that being said, Bateman is a complete wide receiver. He's an incredible route runner. He finds innovative ways to create space in and out of his breaks, great hands, body control, and while he may not have the top speed or be the biggest wide receiver, Bateman is one of the best wide receivers in this class and finds ways to just get open and create, like I said, with the ball in his hands. He should be an impactful wide receiver in the NFL from day one. He is a complete wide receiver, in my opinion, one of the best, if not the best, route runners in this class. Some other analytical stuff I'd like to hit you guys with before we talk about his draft spot and landing as well, or draft capital and landing spot. He came in this past year with a weighted dominator rating of 32%, which weights more of what he did receiving-wise in receptions and yards and touchdowns. As we all know, touchdowns can be fluky. In 2019, again, across from Tyler Johnson, 36%. And then in his freshman season, which, again, a true freshman, across the field from Tyler Johnson, 26%, which is just amazing. There's players in this draft class this year that you guys will be drafting that didn't even get that as a 26%, and he got that as a true freshman. Again, playing across from Tyler Johnson. So let's talk about his draft capital and his landing spot. For me, Bateman is my number four wide receiver on the board right now, and I can't imagine him falling out of the first round. Then again, with how loaded this wide receiver class is perceived to be by many in the NFL, there's a chance that he falls into the second. I would say there's absolutely no shot he makes it into the third round. If he does, some team is getting an absolute steal. Landing spots, looking at the back end of the first round and early second round pick, some of the teams that I think really stand out that could use a wide receiver like him: the Washington Football Team, the New York Jets, the Baltimore Ravens, the Green Bay Packers, and the Cincinnati Bengals. Assuming he goes late first, I'd love both Baltimore and Green Bay. Pairing him with Aaron Rodgers, yes, even as a rookie, I know he doesn't tend to trust rookies that much, but with Bateman's hands, I think those two would kick it off fairly well. Rodgers looking to win now. Bringing in a guy like that across from Davante Adams would make both of them even more dangerous. And it's an immediate win, I think, for his draft stock. I know you may think I'm crazy in saying Baltimore, but they need a guy like Bateman who can win at all three levels, but also be that possession receiver in the short and intermediate area. He gives Lamar a safe outlet outside of Mark Andrews in that side of the field, which also could open up things for Andrews in the short game and eventually free things up for Hollywood down the field. If he goes in the second, I would love to see him land with Burrow and the Bengals, assuming they don't go wide receiver in the first round. A lot of people obviously are pairing Jamar Chase with them in their with their first round pick. If they don't go Chase, go offensive line, or even if they go Kyle Pitts, Bateman landing there with Joe Burrow, with T. Higgins, Tyler Boyd, I think would be a great landing spot as well, just because I think Joe Burrow is amazing and could really help push Rashad Bateman's stock up. That completes my draft profile for Rashad Bateman, wide receiver out of Minnesota. Again, thank you guys so much for taking your time to listen. Continue to check out Sleeper Wire and the Sleeper Wire Network for more 2021 draft profile shows and everything else they've got going on.